So you have various beliefs on this. You have various false doctrines on this thing of perseverance of the saints. And the first thing that I want to say is that the worst possible view to have of this subject, the worst heresy, is to teach that you can lose your salvation. You know, I believe that is a damnable heresy when people teach that you can lose your salvation. Because what that is it's just a thinly veiled work salvation. Because you don't have to do works to get saved. But guess what? You also don't have to do works to stay saved. And so when you teach that someone can lose their salvation if they don't live right, if they sin, or if they don't live up to a certain standard, you're basically teaching that Jesus made the down payment on the salvation, but you have to make the payments. But no, Jesus paid it all. It's a done deal. It's paid for by the blood of Christ. The Bible says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So once you are saved, you are saved. You're sealed by the Holy Ghost unto the day of redemption. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have eternal life. We shall not perish. We shall not come into condemnation. So the most important thing to walk away from this doctrine is to say, well, I know that we have eternal life and we can never lose our salvation. We'll never stop being saved. So that's the most important thing. So when you have people saying, oh, perseverance of the saints is wrong because you can lose your salvation, that's the worst possible view that somebody could have. Because the most important thing we need to understand is that our salvation is paid for in full by Jesus. It's received by faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we have eternal life because we have believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. I mean, that's the most basic teaching here. Okay.